And I'm not sure if you see these missing children alerts already on Facebook. I think they've actually been quite useful because every now and then you'll be scrolling through your feed and then you'll see a picture of a child. It's usually linked to the Pink Ladies who've made a poster of this child. There's a photograph there, the child's age, the child's height, various other identifying features. And then they'll tell you when, where the child went missing, how old the child is. And you know, they'll ask you to pass on that information so that that child is found. And sometimes people are very successful. And because the message has gone viral, that child has somehow been found. In other cases that end rather sadly, that child is found to have been killed or, you know, simply has met a violent end. And you are informed on Facebook that this child, whom you'd really hoped desperately would have been found, unfortunately, has been found dead. But it's occurred to me that that is such an important feature, right? Just to be able to share with ordinary people who might be moving around in a particular area, might be encountering children, that this child is missing, and we should have some kind of level of consciousness that we should be looking out for children who might be missing. And so I think it's a very useful partnership that the SAPS has launched together with Facebook. They're calling it an Amber Alert tool for South Africa. Let's find out what it's all about. Emilar Gandhi has more details for us. Emilar, good afternoon, and thank you very much for your time on the program today. What exactly is an Amber Alert?
Good afternoon, Joanne. So an Amber Alert is a media alert that is issued when law enforcement agencies like SAPS determine that a child has been abducted, the child is in imminent danger, and that there is enough information for the community to assist in the recovery of the child.
Emila, what I'm going to do is, well, you've given us an introduction to this. I'm going to quickly put you back to my producers because we haven't got a great line to you. Once we reestablish that line with you, we're going to get the details of this. Those of you listening into the conversation, I'd really like to hear from you. Have you seen these alerts on Facebook? I mean, this is a new initiative that's coming in, presumably, the Amber Alert. But have you previously seen these sorts of alerts on social media? Have they been useful to you? Have you shared them? Have you followed up to find out what has happened to this child whose picture I've shared, and has this child been found? I often do that with these feeds. I go back every day and I look to see, has this child been found? Are there any further alerts? And certainly if we can do it as a story and help in any way, we try to. But I find social media is such a good way of getting this information out. So Emily, I see you're back on the line to us, and my hope is that this line is better the second time round. Tell us how these Amber Alerts are going to work, Emily.
Okay, so the decision really to declare an Amber Alert will be made by the South African Police Service when investigating abductions. Once the SAPS has been notified perhaps about an abducted child, they'll first determine if the case meets the Amber Alert requirements. And the requirements really are three things. The abducted child should be 18 or younger. And also, there should be a reasonable belief that the child has been abducted and that the child is actually in imminent danger. So the decision really lies with South African Police Service. And for us as Facebook, this partnership really means a lot because we know that without strong partnerships, we cannot do anything by ourselves.
And tell me this, Emila, when does this initiative actually kick in?
So we launched it today, this morning, our hope at Facebook is that no one will actually use this because children, we don't want children to be missing. But if in any case that someone uses it, it's already in, we've already launched this initiative today because for us at Facebook, keeping our community safe means everything to us. We are complementing efforts that are already in place, particularly by the South African Police Service and other NGOs as well.
Right. I want to ask you about the practicalities of it now. How do ordinary people who are using Facebook access information about these Amber Alerts, or are they just sent out en masse to everybody?
So the general public, people who are using Facebook, so let's say you, Joanne, you have a Facebook account and you stay probably in Bryanston. And if a child that's been reported missing and the alert fits the description that I've just described before, and they're within the 160-kilometer radius search area, you will get the notification when you log on to your Facebook account. So that will be the first thing that you see, either on your mobile on your desktop, however you use Facebook. So that's how people will get the notification on their news feed.
All right. And for how long does this Amber Alert remain active?
So it remains active for 24 hours. That's when you will see the alert itself. But what happens usually is that people will share the alert. They'll share it through, you know, to their friends, to their own timelines, and that will remain there. But the alert itself, that actually takes people to the link by the South African Police Service, will remain up for 24 hours.
And is the public able to communicate with police? So there will there be details on the post that actually encourage you to connect with police or report a particular aspect of information that you believe may be relevant to the case?
Yes. We know that from research, we know that each second counts when a child goes missing. So we really would encourage people to, if there's tips, if there's information, to reach out to the police. And the poster itself, the alert itself, will have, you know, descriptors, the hair or the age of the child. A picture also is very, very useful, because this will be used to, you know, to look for the child. And there will be contact details to reach out to SAPS with more information. Every second counts.
I want to just ask once again about the procedure here. Many people don't report directly to the police because they don't trust the work they do. And many of them are turned away by the police when they get there reporting a missing child. Can you report this via an NGO or some other sort of conduit? Or does it have to be a case that has been reported to the police and a case that they judge important to share on social media?
So during our launch today, the police service itself gave, you know, a word that they will take seriously the cases around missing children, ensuring the public that every case is important. And I think as a public, we really need to put our heads together and start conversations around safety and ensuring that we reach out to you know, safety organizations, to the police, to the information provided in the poster, and also ensure that not just sparking conversations, but also knowing and acknowledging that safety is a shared responsibility, not only for the law enforcement agencies, but also for parents, for educators, and children as well.
Thank you very much for speaking to us this afternoon. Emila Gandhi, she's Facebook's head of public policy for the SADC region.